Much Ado About Nothing by William Shakespeare. Retold by Margaret Tarner. Published by Macmillan Education, a division of Macmillan Publishers Limited. 2011. Act 1, Scene 1.
I see from this letter that the Spanish prince, Don Pedro, will soon be here in Messina.
That's true. He is not far behind me.
How many gentlemen were killed in this war?
Few who were important, and no one well known.
That's good. It makes the victory twice as welcome. I also read that Don Pedro of Aragon praises a young man from Florence whose name is Claudio.
That's right. Count Claudio deserves all the praise Don Pedro has given him. That young man behaved like an experienced soldier. I don't have the words to tell you how brave he was.
Claudio's uncle is here in Messina. He will be very pleased to hear about his nephew's bravery.
He already knows. He cried when he read about it, but his tears were happy ones.
Those are the best kind of tears.
Excuse me, but has Signor Sharpsword returned from the war or not?
Sharpsword? There is no soldier with that name, lady.
My cousin means Signor Benedick of Padua.
Oh, he's come back. Still making jokes, as usual.
Benedick's the man who challenged Cupid, god of love, to a shooting match here in Messina. My uncle's fool said that he would shoot Cupid's arrows for him, so that's two fools we are talking about. Signor Benedick is the bigger fool, because he's sure that the little god's arrows will never reach his heart. Do tell me how many men Benedick killed in the war.
Why do you want to know, lady?
Before he went away, I promised Signor Benedick that I would eat anyone he killed.
You are very hard on Benedick, niece. But he'll have plenty to say to you, I am sure.
He's a good soldier. He fought well, lady.
Well, he can fight a lady. He's brave enough for that. He's brave enough to eat bad food, too. All soldiers have to. What a man! What a soldier!
You must excuse my niece, sir. There is a merry war of words between her and Signor Benedick. When they meet, they always argue. They enjoy a challenge of wits.
And Benedick always loses at least 4 of his 5 wits in the challenge. Then he is no better than his own horse. Tell me, who is Benedick's best friend now? He changes his friends as often as he changes his hat. Then they both behave badly and are happy to go to the devil together.
Signor Benedick's close friend is now the noble Claudio.
Then God help the noble Claudio. Benedick is like a disease, easy to catch and difficult to get rid of. Now that Claudio has caught the Benedick disease, he'll have to spend all his money on medicine.
That will never happen to you, niece.
No, not until we have summer in January.
Here comes our prince, Don Pedro.
Signor Leonardo, I thank you for inviting us to stay. Our visit will give you a lot of trouble.
No trouble at all. I am delighted to have you here.
I think this must be your daughter.
That's what her mother says, and I believe her.
And so you should, sir.
Yes, you were too young to be her father.
And she is just like you, Signor Leonardo.
Really? Does the daughter have her father's white hair?
Don't you ever stop talking. No one is listening to you.
It's my Lady Scorn. So you are still alive, then?
Scorn feeds on the words of fools. Scorn will never go hungry when you are around.
No other lady scorns me except you. All the others love me. It is a pity that I don't love them.
It's lucky for them that you don't. What an awful lover you would make. I am like you in one thing, though. I don't want loving words from anyone. I would rather hear my dog bark.
I hope you never change your mind. Any lover of yours would be sure to have a scratched face.
And that scratching would not make it worse than yours.
You speak without sense, just like a parrot.
At least a parrot can speak. That makes the bird better than a dumb animal, like a horse.
Then I wish that my horse could move as fast as your tongue and go so long without stopping. That's enough talk. I feel like stopping now.
Of course. You always want the last word.
That's all my news, then. Signor Claudio and Signor Benedick, my good friend Leonardo has invited us all to stay for at least a month, maybe longer.
You are all welcome. You too, sir, now that you are friends with your brother again.
I am a man of few words, but I thank you.
Please, go first, sir.
Let's go together.
Benedick, did you see Signor Leonardo's daughter?
I saw her, but I did not pay her any attention.
Doesn't she look like a young girl worthy of love?
How do you want me to answer that? To give you the truth, or mock her as I mock all women?
Tell me what you really think. I am serious.
Well, she is too short for high praise. Her hair is too brown to call her fair, and she is too small for any great praise. I do not fancy her at all.
Please stop joking for a moment and tell me what you really think of Hero.
Why? Are you thinking of buying her?
There is not enough money in the world to do that.
I am beginning to think that you are serious.
Hero is the sweetest lady I have ever seen.
Surely not. Her cousin is far more beautiful. I can see that without wearing glasses. It's a pity that Lady Beatrice is so full of scorn and has such a sharp tongue. You don't want to marry Hero, do you?
With all my heart, I do.
I can't believe it. Isn't every man afraid of having an unfaithful wife? Will I never see a bachelor of 60? Are you happy to be caught and never to be free again? But here comes Don Pedro. He's looking for you, I think.
Why did you not follow us? What secret have you two been discussing?
If it's a secret, you must order me to tell you.
Then I do. Tell me.
You hear that, Count Claudio? I have to speak. Well, my friend Claudio is in love. Now you must ask with whom. To give you a short answer, Claudio is in love with Leonardo's short daughter, Hero. And that's the truth, I'm sorry to say.
I am not sorry, and it's true. I love Hero, and I always will.
That's fine. The girl is worthy of your love.
Do you really believe that, my lord?
Yes, I do. That's what I really think.
A woman worthy of love? That's something I shall never see.
Well, we all know what you think about women.
A woman gave birth to me and brought me up. I thank her for that. But no woman will ever make a fool of me. If I never marry, I shall never have to wear horns, the sign of an unfaithful wife. By staying unmarried, I save money, too. So I will be a bachelor until I die.
But before I die, I will see you pale with love.
Pale with anger or illness, but not with love. I am not blind like Cupid.
But the little god will get you. No man escapes his arrows.
Mock Benedick the married man, not Benedick the bachelor. Cupid will never catch me.
Don't be so sure. He has an arrow pointed at your heart.
But it won't reach its target.
We'll see. Now, Signor Benedick, please go in to Leonardo. Tell him I shall see him at dinner.
Off you go, Signor Benedick. One day,
You'll be a married man, I'm sure of that.
Don't mock me yet. I'm going.
My lord, I would like you to help me.
Of course. What can I do for you?
Does Leonato have a son, my lord?
Hero is his only child and heir. Do you really love her, Claudio? Is that why you want my help?
Oh, my dear lord. When I first went to fight, I was thinking like a soldier. I had seen Hero, but I did not love her. War and brave actions were all I thought of. But now I see fair Hero with new eyes. New thoughts of love now fill my heart and mind.
Your love for her will grow more every day. Soon every word you say will be of love. I'll speak to Hero and her father too. You lucky man! The girl will soon be yours. That's what you want, I know.
Thank you, my lord. You understand me well. I could say more, write a whole book of love.
You've said enough. You are a man in love. I have a plan. There will be dancing here tonight. We'll all be wearing masks. I can disguise myself so that fair Hero thinks that I am you. I'll speak to her of love and win her heart. Then I will tell her father everything, and straight away that sweet girl will be yours.